Right now, Mike, if you could reach over there and open up the door, I think someone wants to come in here and say hi to you. Just...
Yeah,
it's Clarence Murphy, our maintenance man.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
All right.
I see old Miller Man's out today with the diarrhea.
Well, I think he just took a vacation, I think, is what he's doing.
Well, that's what we call it in air quotes, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I took a big old vacation earlier this morning. Hey, great to see you again, Mike.
Hello, Clarence. How are you?
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that I was the first sports anchor for Fox 4 when it started.
I figured he'd have a fake story about working at Fox 4. Oh, really?
No,
what was that?
I was the first one. Yeah, and I was back. Of course, that was back in the heyday, you know, when we were real flush with money back then.
We
used to have a big old budget, and I covered it all. Where they didn't send Mike to even Oxnard.
No.
Wow.
Good Lord.
Pays attention.
Big difference from back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, they sent me to Germany to cover Jesse Owens.
Wow.
Sure enough.
You worked there
long
ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's see. What I traveled all the way to Arc to cover Joan of Arc doing the dressage nude.
Okay.
That famous Olympic story. Yeah, but, you know, Mike, of course, there were some anchors between, you know, me and Mike.
Well, sure, that's a long time,
But still, you know, Mike's a good dude, and I'm glad you're in my old spot, Mike.
Well, Clarence, thank you.
And I think, you know, I think I've, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mike, but I think I've been a character witness at every sexual harassment suit you've had up there.
Is that right?
All 28. I made them all. Sometimes when the weather's bad, I didn't think I'd make it, but I got on up there and said, I've never seen him do too much too bad. He was kind of known as the Roger Ailes of Fox 4.
Oh,
my
gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Too soon,
Clarence. Much too soon.
Yeah, they can't really talk about that at a Fox affiliate.
Well, Mike and I have so many great coworkers up there.
Oh, yeah?
Well, Ron Jackson, he's the guy who introduced me to a latex fetish.
Okay.
That's one of the main things I remember about him.
Wow.
I was there for Sean Rabb's nude photo shoot, that whole calendar display he had there.
Mike, you remember that?
Wearing only the fedora, as I remember.
Oh, yeah. Okay. He does remember.
And I rescued Clarice from the pool.
Oh.
When she was thrown in there by Kevin McCarthy. You want to comment on that, Mike?
Crickets.
I guess not, Clarence.
Well, thank God for Clarice's sake that she had them two flotation devices kind of keep her there.
Yeah, sure enough. Well,
and of course Steve Eager.
Yeah,
boy, don't you ever ask Steve Eager about his life. He'll brag for about 3.5 hours. Crap no one cares about.
Well, he's accomplished a lot.
Name one thing he's accomplished, Mike.
He was a minor...
Other than sucking on the air.
Oh, man. Clarence, come on.
I meant breathing. He's sucking in air. Okay. Yeah.
Minor league baseball player, now an accomplished broadcaster.
Oh, wow. He was a minor league baseball player.
Yeah,
never heard that before.
That's right. I couldn't remember whether that was Eager's or Delcus's fake claim. But I guess it's both, right?
Yeah, it's both of them.
I dated Jocelyn White for quite some time.
Oh, I remember her.
Yeah, remember her?
Yeah.
Yeah, she'd do the weather, and then when she'd turn sideways, she'd cover up the entire Rocky Mountain
Road. Wow.
It was amazing. It was like the mountains just got replaced by hers. Perfect. Silhouette right there. And then, Mike, I just want to say, well, I got you here. Sorry, I had a gut pain
all of a sudden.
No, it's my diverticulitis acting up again.
That's coming back again.
I just wanted to tell Mike while he's here, I really, really enjoy them commentaries you do. I saw you on Ellen and standing up for the Michael Sams and
Clarence.
I really enjoyed it. And meeting Ellen, what was that like? Could you smell the Porsche Del Rossi on her after she shook your hand?
That was Dale that was on Ellen.
No, her name was Ellen. I remember her name was Ellen.
Just go with
my favorite sodomite on TV. I ought to know.
Yeah, I enjoyed the notoriety, Clarence. Thanks.
And I love it, Mike, at Christmas time when you do that thank God for kids and tell us about how your relationship with your kids soured so badly. That's always good Santa Claus stuff.
Yeah, that's a big favorite of all of ours.
I don't have much time to stay here and talk, fortunately for you guys, because I'm up here with my girlfriend. We just about to go out and get some breakfast.
You got a girlfriend?
Yeah, I got a new girlfriend.
Well, bring her in here.
All right, come on in. Hi, George.
Oh,
hi, Marge.
God, they're dating.
How are you?
Hi, Marge.
Can you believe that Clarence and I are dating?
No, I can't.
We have a good relationship. He's so sweet and thoughtful. He's my first boyfriend in 3.5 decades.
Oh, gosh, it's been a while.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed our relationship.
Well, that's good.
Even though I've had moisture issues.
All right, listen, we gotta get going because...
okay, I think, should I have not mentioned it?
No.
I don't know.
Jerry Fraley's coming up, so we gotta...
Okay, we'll see you.
There goes Marge. He's backing up, and there they go, Marge and Clarence. There you go. What a bonus, huh? Two friends.
Outstanding. I hope those two kids are happy together. I really do.